This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't get much more insider than the general manager of the Wichita Wind Surge is the Surge getting ready to start the season. One of the busiest people in Wichita right now, Matt Hamilton joining us. First full go Matt Hamilton show all the way on the docket. I know it's been busy. Are you guys ready? You guys ready? We're getting close.
Yeah, at this point, you know, if we weren't ready, it would be pretty alarming. No, we've got everything pretty well squared away. Now it's just buttoning up loose ends to make sure that when April 8th rolls around, everybody has, you know, their checklist of things in front of them. And we know what we need to do to put on a good show when we open up the gates. So, no, April 8th is going to be a phenomenal night when we open up against the Midland Rockhounds, affiliate for the Oakland Athletics. Or not Oakland anymore. Whoa.
Just the Athletics.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. Whoa.
MLB. They used to be Oakland, maybe soon to be Vegas. Playing in Sacramento, nothing Athletics.
Yes, exactly that. So, no, opening night will be phenomenal. Of course, we'll shoot fireworks on opening night, and then we'll roll into the rest of the series that week. The biggest goal for us this offseason was to just jam-pack our promo schedule and try to give fans every which reason they can think of to come out to the ballpark. Whether you are or are not a baseball fan, there should be something for everybody.
The biggest story from the offseason, I would say, would definitely be the new partnership with Equity Bank Park. And Riverfront Stadium is no more Equity Bank Park. I know that's something you've been working on for a long time and finally coming to fruition.
Yeah, it's exciting. Anytime you can get a partner who's willing to walk alongside you for, you know, a decade and a half, is pretty important. And it only opens up the opportunities that we have as an organization to, fireworks shows cost money. Giveaways cost money. Those types of things cost money. And so to have a partner who can, you know, support us the way that Equity Bank does and will do for the next 15 years will allow us to do bigger and better fireworks shows, to do, you know, cooler and nicer giveaways. That, you know, anytime you have a partner who can, you know, give you 15 years of security, it allows you to do so much more that only helps enhance the fan experience while achieving the ultimate goal, which is keeping costs down. And so anytime that we have the financial freedom to do those types of things, it only enhances fan experience. And that's what we're primarily focused on all day, every day. And so partnerships like this are just immensely important to everything that we do. So it's very exciting. We're so thrilled to be working with Equity Bank. They've been super easy, considering we got this deal finally secured at the very tail end of January to try to get this thing activated. And they've been very patient with us, which is nice too. So no, it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you drive by the ballpark right now,
putting signage up as we speak.
As we speak, Bank Park is on the scoreboard right now. And then Equity with the logo will go up later today once the wind kind of tallies down a little bit. But if you drive past one of our maple gates, Equity Bank Park is already up and you can see it in full display.
And that's free money for the city, too, for all the people keeping score, which is always good. You mentioned boosting, you know, promotions and activities up while keeping costs down. I think that's two things that have definitely gotten better for this organization over the last two seasons. And I think that, you know, the plan and the vision, at least from what I can tell for you, is for that to just, I mean, it's just key, continues to go in the right direction for those two lanes. Cost down, fun up, right?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's the only way that minor league baseball is successful in a market, is we have to remain affordable for every single level of income, and we're even more hypersensitive to it, especially over, you know, if you take a look at the financial landscape of the United States for the last couple of years, and you know, we never know. It's going to be volatile year in and year out. It doesn't matter who's in office. And so what we have to do on our side is whatever we can do to, you know, if we're able to save a little bit on the different type of vessel that we're serving nachos on, that helps us keep nacho costs down. So it's amazing the little things that we do and will do to make sure that, you know, whenever fans come out to the game, they don't feel like they can't afford it, because affordable family fund's the only way that we stay viable. It's the only way that we stay relevant. And it's the one thing that I'll continue to harp on my entire career.
Jacob mentioned this at the very top. It's the Matt Hamilton show.
Yeah.
President Jay Miller retired over during the offseason. And I know you partnered with him in a lot of different areas. It was your first year with the organization. You know, he's a guy that came back to Wichita when he didn't have to.
Sure.
And he did. And you know, obviously will be missed. But what were some of the things that, you know, you took away from working with him last season and then being able to make it your own?
Sure. Well, I mean, anytime you work with one individual who's done something for 40 plus years, there's certainly things that you can take away. But, you know, one thing I will always say is that I'm super thankful for all the folks that I've worked with throughout the course of my career. You know, if you look at the way the Amarillo Sod Poodles operate, there's probably going to be some similarities in the way that we do things here. If you look at the way the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders operate, there's some similarities of things that we do here, and so on and so forth with the Wind Surge. And so, no, I mean, Jay obviously came back and did a phenomenal job of standing the organization back up in a positive light. And so now going forward, you know, we're in a good place to roll off of that and continue to push the envelope with some of the things that we're doing this year, as far from a marketing and advertising standpoint, promotion standpoint. And, you know, if you've ever been to a minor league stadium and you've had the opportunity to meet just random celebrities, that's experiences that we're going to deliver this year. We have a couple of nights where we're going to bring out some characters, or I should say actors and actresses from TV shows and movies, to enhance experience and provide fans an opportunity to meet somebody in another world they never probably would have had the opportunity to meet. We're going to continue to do, we're bringing in a guy named Josh David, who's a country artist, Canadian guy who's trying to, you know, get his foot in the door in the American scene. And he's going to come do a concourse concert after a game out in the Pump House area. And so we're going to continue to do those little things. But, you know, the one thing that we wanted to establish realistically was just consistency from a fan expectation standpoint on what they can come to expect when they come to the ballpark. On Friday nights, we know there's fireworks. On Saturdays, what was the expectation? It was sometimes there's a giveaway, sometimes there's a theme, things like that. So every single Saturday, we'll have a giveaway for the first 2,000 fans who come through our gates. And anytime you come to the ballpark on a Saturday, that should be the expectation to drive the desire to get there. We brought bobbleheads back. I don't know if y'all seen the posts about our bobbleheads this year. And so we really wanted to bring quality back to the experience that fans should not only come to expect this year, but years going forward as well.
Matt and I have known each other for a long time. Matt Hamilton, general manager of the Wichita Wind Surge. One thing that I've followed that you've done in your other stops that has been lacking at now Equity Bank Park are the non-baseball events that take advantage of a great facility. A part of the sell to this community with a downtown ballpark was all the other stuff that's not baseball. I know you've been working hard on some of those things, and I think Wichitans or the surrounding area can expect some opportunities to go down there and have fun outside of baseball soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't name the artists yet. There's some parameters around the contracts that we have, but we do have two concerts booked in the month of August. And so we're looking forward to being able to communicate who those artists are here soon. Once we can put tickets on sale, I can give you the dates at the very least right now, Saturday, August 16th, and then Friday, August 22nd. So back-to-back weekends of music down at the ballpark will be a fun time to still activate the ballpark in a way that, you know, we sort of cracked the bottle on last year with Logan Mize in October. We're looking, and you know, we've got a big announcement coming the week after opening week of a community partnership and an event that'll come in August that we're really excited for. So August is going to be jam-packed. We're working on some potential stuff for July. We've already got stuff kind of scheduled in October that we're excited to continue to hopefully dot some I's and cross some T's on so we can make those announcements. And then, one thing, and then we're working on some stuff potentially around the holiday season to try and keep fans entertained and activated down at Equity Bank Park. I mean, that's you nailed it. That's one of the things that we have to do as an organization, not just because it's good stewardship for the community, but because we need to provide entertainment and provide opportunities for fans who maybe would never have come to our ballpark for any other reason than that to get them through the gates. Because I'm a firm believer that one time is all it takes for somebody to come to Equity Bank Park. That's all it takes is one time, and we have an opportunity to bring them back for something else. And so if we can get them there, then we know that we can keep them.
Let's talk a little bit before we let you go about the product on the field. Ramon Baruga got promoted to the Major League squad, so he's no longer the manager for the Wind Surge, so a new coaching staff there for your team. And then, of course, the Twins are, I think, by all accounts, the favorites to win the AL Central this year. So you're talking about, potentially pretty solid baseball this year.
Yeah, and actually, I just got back from spring training this last weekend down in Fort Myers and got the chance to see Ramon and give him about the biggest hug I possibly could. One of my favorite people in the game. I'm so excited for him. But I also had a chance to meet our new manager, Brian Dinkelman, in person. And I don't think you're going to see any fall off in the type of baseball you're going to see. It's almost like Ramon and Brian are the same individual, just in two different bodies. And so they think a lot alike. They communicate the same. Should be a lot of fun. He was 2023 Minor League Baseball Manager of the Year whenever Cedar Rapids won the championship. And a lot of those guys are now on this team, and so it should be a lot of fun. But obviously everybody's talking about Walker Jenkins, who's the number 3 overall baseball prospect in all of baseball. See him while we're down there, and the kid is a titan. He's got a 19-year-old's face, but he's built like a 25-year-old middle linebacker. I mean, he is enormous. But that's not the only guy to be excited about. There's a guy named, a couple prospects that are coming up from Ciara. We'll return a couple of guys. We should see the likes of Ben Ross and Tanner Schobel. And,
has Jenkins' path been determined yet?
No, I mean, he was here at the end of last year. So for the last homestand. So the speculation is that he'll get here. He's still, kind of.
Okay.
Up in the air, but we should have final roster here coming soon.
Quick, yeah.
Yeah, but we were pretty well given some inside info that it looks like he should land here.
That would be good.
The only thing I could see that would determine that, if heaven forbid, knock on wood, anything were to happen with health, but we're ribbing about Kalen Culpepper, the Kansas State shortstop,
who
was the Twins' first round pick last year, and we hope to see him this year at some point or another. So yeah, I mean, on the field, it should be a lot of the guys that were here last year, but what folks need to understand is that the jump from high A to double A is difficult. And we had a very young team last year, but a young team that won a championship at the high A level and certainly has the ability to win at the double A level. And we'll get a lot of those guys back. And so it should be a lot of fun baseball on the field.
And if he can, be held down, Jack Caglione could make an opportunity. Not scheduled to come to Wichita until late for Royals fans, but we'll see. There's a chance.
Small chance.
Unless he just continues to tear the cover off of baseball, in which he'll probably be in Kansas City. But maybe not. We'll see. All right, Matt. Opening week is April 8th. So you guys will have a couple of games, and then here the fun begins April 8th. What is on tap for the opening week, and are there still tickets for people to get?
Yeah, of course. The beautiful thing is that, our stadium is so big, and so there's usually a lot of opportunities for fans to still get tickets. Opening night will be fireworks April 8th. We're going to have a magnet scheduled that first night, then we'll have our first Wet Nose Wednesday, which is our new branded Wednesday night where you can bring your to the ballpark on
Wednesday this year.
Every evening Wednesday. Of course, the Wednesday day games are education days, so we probably don't want 10,000 kids and 10,000 dogs running around. But we're gonna keep it on the evening. So 7 Wet Nose Wednesday dates this year. Of course, Thirsty Thursday returns in full force, and then Friday night fireworks again on the 11th. On the 12th, we're gonna do a mittens giveaway sponsored by Sonic for those random cold snaps that we get in April here in Wichita, which I'm knocking on wood for those who can see me, to hope that we don't have one and those mittens are just what makes people's hands sweat. And then Sunday's our family fun day. And of course, you can come out and play catch on the field pregame, run the bases after the game for all the kids 12 and under. And that'll be kind of the first push that we have as we get ready for what will be an incredible summer.
Can't wait for it. It's almost baseball season. We're very, very close. Matt Hamilton, Wichita Wind's general manager.